That's a pretty big box.
If it's supposed to hold all my father's and my grandfather's journals, I'd expect it to be a lot bigger and heavier.
Very true.
That makes sense in a twisted sort of way.
What's inside?
He had the journals converted to digital and saved on CDs.
I'd be more surprised if it was anyone other than your grandfather. I'm only surprised that he didn't put them on flash drives.
Probably because he didn't want to corrupt a computer to be able to wipe the drive.
I guess that would be a possibility. I'll get the laptop.
It looks like they're in chronological order, about 3 years per disk.
They must have journaled pretty frequently for them to use up that much disk space.
Where should we start?
Why not start at the beginning?
Okay, disk number one it is. Looks like Grandpa started his journal well after he arrived in England and joined military intelligence. The first entry is from late April 1944.
Arrived? Where did he come from?
He was a German nationalist until the rise of Hitler and his Nazi party. Grandpa saw what was going on and decided to leave.
Is he Jewish?
No, but in spite of the promises that were being made, and the way the Nazi Party was turning the country around after the Treaty of Versailles and the Great Depression, Grandpa knew that increase in armaments and talk of the German Empire can only go in one direction.
It's opening as a PDF file. It should be fairly easy to navigate. So he got when the getting was good.
Yeah, though it wasn't that easy. Grandpa was an Olympic-level runner back then, and he was being watched as a contender for the Olympics. He used to joke that it was a good thing he left when he did. Otherwise, he might have given Jesse Owens a run for his money. Pun intended.
He was really that good?
I don't know, but given everything we know about him now, I wouldn't put it past him.
So when the war was in full swing, he was drafted into MI?
I think he volunteered. He was really opposed to the Nazis gobbling up Europe and everything else they were doing.
I'd guess so.
Again, from what I've been told, he had to spend a good deal of time convincing them that he wasn't a double agent and that he was loyal to the British government.
He went through all of that, but none of it caused him to journal. What could have happened in 44 to get him started?
If I had to guess, since he probably filed regular reports with the SIS, I'd say it had something to do with monster hunting. Fortunately, I don't have to guess. We can read and find out.
Yeah, listen to this. While I have been sworn to secrecy as part of my work, I feel the need to ensure that a record is kept of the strange events that I have recently encountered.
As I know the Special Operations Executive will not be acknowledging this information, it falls to me to ensure that these facts will be available to future generations.
Where have you been, Rick?
No worries, Pear. Miles didn't want to see us until 0900 hours.
So you decide to walk in at 8:59.
See? I'm early. How are you this morning, Mary? Have you missed me?
You need to be away for more than 2 hours before I can start missing you, Henrik.
2 hours?
A gentleman never tells.
And since when has anyone confused you for a gentleman, dear? And you may be early by your standards, but by the chief's clock you're late. He and his guests are ready for the two of you.
I told you so.
Thank you, my sweet. Hopefully one of these days, Pear will learn how to worry a little less and enjoy life a little more.
And maybe you should learn how to worry a little more. The minister has been asking for you for the past 10 minutes. You two better head inside.
Very well.
Geist, so good of you to finally join.
My apologies, Minister, for the delay. I assumed that 9 a.m. meant 9 a.m. My mistake.
Yes, it was. Mr. Rogers, allow me to introduce Heinrich Geist and Peregrine Carruthers. Gentlemen, this is Minister Rogers of the Romanian branch of Special Operations Executive.
Gentlemen.
Sir.
How long have you gentlemen been paired together?
6 months, sir.
And your specialties?
I've been trained in 12 languages and code-breaking, sir.
And Geist?
He's the brawn, sir.
Mr. Geist comes to us as a defector from Germany. Therefore, he's considered an authority on the enemy's culture.
But, to be fair to my partner, I tend to be the one who pushes when pushing is needed.
Understood.
I assume we are about to be loaned out to the Romanian office, sir?
No, Minister Rogers has been invited as a courtesy, as you're being sent next door to him.
This operation were happening in Romania, use my own operatives. No offense.
None taken.
We're headed to Bulgaria, then.
Correct.
But he was the brains of your operation.
It was only logical. If the Nazis are involved, which they would be if I was handpicked for the assignment, and it's next door to you, then it has to be Bulgaria. While they are allies of the German government, King Boris kept them out of the serious battles until he died last year.
We have received a report that an operative high in the Nazi command has just left India with a stolen artifact. Some kind of heathen relic. The Hindu sect isn't cooperating with our government people there. They've refused to tell us precisely what was stolen. We do know that it has a great deal of importance to them. We believe that it may be a weapon of some sort, given the Jerry's interest in it.
Do we know which operative or operatives are transporting it?
We don't have that information either, but we're assuming it must be someone trusted to transport an experimental weapon.
But that's only an assumption. It could be anyone.
Correct.
But we think we can catch up with them in Bulgaria.
Yes. Station I believes the courier made it to an airfield in New Delhi. Easier to avoid border guards in the air, after all.
It must be 5,700 kilometers, or 3,500 miles, as the Yanks would say, from New Delhi to Berlin.
36 on a direct route, but landing anything with that kind of range in an allied country. So a smaller plane, probably refueling as a sympathizer-controlled airfield in Persia.
When they get closer to Axis territory, they'll be getting to where the fighting's the heaviest. My office is having a devil of a time, what with Hitler and Stalin fighting over Romania.
Right, and Tito's partisans are still giving Adolf fits in Yugoslavia, but Bulgaria still Axis controlled. We believe the fighting will keep the courier from getting any further than Sofia, Bulgaria. He should be arriving there sometime in the next 24 hours. How long he'll be there before he finds a safe route to Berlin is unknown. You are to intercept the courier and bring the weapon back to England.
Well, what of the courier himself?
If you can capture him, bring him back for questioning as well. Otherwise, eliminate him.
If anything goes wrong, contact my offices. We'll arrange an exit strategy.
Understood.
Good. Report to Hammond and documents for your papers and cover identities. You'll be flying out at 2100 hours. You'll be parachuting in under the cover of night.
I wish we had more time for proper surveillance. It's impossible to know if we beat them here, or if they're already hidden away somewhere.
I probably could have gotten some information at the airport, but it's impossible to know who works for them and who would give us reliable information.
And I sincerely doubt that you could have gotten military personnel to talk about it, and the South Wing isn't finished yet. The plan is that it will be the area for commercial traffic, but even then I can't picture them making a public announcement for a secret government op. Arriving at the gate 12 Espionage Air from India to the Nazis' front door, passengers may disembark at their own risk.
That would make our jobs a lot easier, though, wouldn't it?
Our best hope is that they haven't taken refuge with the German troops and have instead gotten a hotel room somewhere.
Given the nature of their mission, linking themselves directly to Germany outside of their borders could be dangerous. Word is Bulgaria is not too happy with Adolf lately. If even enemy agents catch them here, it could escalate things. So, I think steering clear of the Axis army is a wise choice.
Plus, there is less chance of us getting shot on sight.
That too.
So let's start with the inns and work our way out from there. The closest one is a couple of blocks away.
It's as good a place to start as any, though I wish we had thought about the inns when we landed. I could have used a good mattress instead of the hard ground outside of the city to catch some sleep.
Except showing up at that hour would have drawn attention to us.
Lead the way.
Are we agreed that we are looking for German operatives?
It's a fair assumption, though I think we should also be on the lookout for anyone who seems out of place. Besides ourselves, of course.
After all, for all we know, the courier could be a double agent from India.
That would have made it easier to get the weapon out.
I think it's also safe to assume that the courier probably will use a stop over here to get support personnel for the rest of the trip.
That could be bad news if there are more than one or two people to have to deal with.
Exactly right.
So how long have you and Mary been involved?
I don't know if I would consider us involved. More like two people who enjoy each other's company and have some fun where we can find it in all this mess.
That discussion sounded like more than just tea and crumpets.
What are you asking, Pear?
I just want to know how serious this is.
No, you just want to know if we slept with one another.
I'd never ask such a thing.
You want to know if you can still respect her, and to a lesser degree, me.
I shouldn't have asked.
I'll answer your question, but you need to answer one of mine first.
Just let it go, mate.
How long have you been in love with her?
That's a mighty long leap.
Not at all. You wouldn't have asked if you didn't have a personal investment on some level. And you wouldn't have tried to change the subject rather than face an answer you didn't want if those feelings didn't run deep.
That's nonsense. And even if there was something, if the two of you are involved...
Nothing has happened.
I don't believe you.
It's true. We were out until 7 walking and talking. We had gone to dinner and drinks when she started telling me about her brother, who is currently serving on the front lines. She told me how they fought constantly as children, and she was afraid he might be killed without knowing how much she loved him.
So you two...
Didn't do anything but talk. And not to worry, my friend, I'll never let on that you thought her morals are that loose.
Now, that's not fair. I mean, after all, the two of you were all but bragging the fact back at the office.
Guilty as charged. I get the feeling, though, that a good deal of that performance was for your benefit. That's not to say that if I honestly pursued a relationship with her that I couldn't, but I just don't have the feeling that she's the one for me.
So now I suppose she's not good enough for you?
Not really, but I think she's just right for you. So, how do you want to handle this?
I'll probably ask her out to dinner when we get back.
Not that! The search for the courier! If we start going into inns looking for Germans, I think word will get back to them pretty quickly.
We'll ask that merchant if she's seen anyone.
Dobry dzień.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Sehr wenig. Elenika.
Libo. Polski?
Tak.
Dobrze. Czy widziałeś, że odchodząca grupa mężczyzny? Wyglądających służbowo. Wojskowa.
Żołnierzy niemieckich?
Tak.
Codziennie.
Kiedy żołnierze byli tak wilio? Próbuję stopić się w tłum.
Nie. Żadnego, który by nie okazywał swojej wyższości.
Dziękuję za pomoc.
Proszę.
Well?
She hasn't seen them.
Of course.
The inn idea is starting to sound a bit better, but we shouldn't go in together.
I'll check the inns if you want to continue talking to the locals.
Probably for the best. The hotels will probably speak German.
Right up my alley.
We'll meet back at the pub we passed in, say, 1 hour?
Make it a hop. I should be able to check the two closest inns in that amount of time. We don't know what kind of a time frame we're looking at.
That sounds good. We can always go back out after the meet.
Exactly.
See you soon.
What's this? Excuse me, sir! Sprechen Sie Deutsch! Stop! Or I will fire!
Turn around slowly and show me what's in the big bag.
That's far enough with that... What kind of sword is that?
It is called Talwar. Now you will be dropping your pistol and be returning to me the bow that is in your possession.
Bow? What bow?